Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
This is Podimation update number 31. Incredible. 31 updates, probably one every... not every week, but every couple of days there's an update in the software that I'm bringing in. So... there's sort of like two or even three classes of software which I'm working on and just tickling them along to go along. Oh, I just got to really watch. I'm driving off to an appointment at the moment, so you'll hear me interjecting with different comments. Now, there's the core Podimation software, which is takes the software which you... it takes the podcast and publishes it. And that's been stable for such a long time now that I'm actually forgetting how I've written it and the different structures on it. I had embedded in it a feature which I only just remembered, and that's after reading an article about a series, an hour or so of New Scientist. What happens is you go back and just summarise what you've just read, just flip through the magazine while it's in front of you, and then that gets picked up and put to the forward. So what happens is it concatenates, it's the term for sticking together, a whole series of MP3 files. Now normally it goes, the first thing that you record, so the thing that's recorded earliest goes first, second, third, and the most recent recording goes at the very last, except in this case, I've trained it to pick up what you've last said and put it at the very start. That's when you want to say, summarise, when you've just summarised what you've said and you want to put it at the front to introduce the thing, it's putting in the extra software. I don't know whether I should put interlude music between the, and coming up or something like that, I don't know. I put this through, and look, it has taken a universe of time to actually build the file. You know, like I've had to step out. So, fortunately, as soon as it starts, it's got it under control. It will post the blog up to the internet. Now, what's happened now is I've got all these people overseas who can't be bothered with... RSS feeds and found the original source. So I put something up on the internet just for like a sample piece of code for people to comment on locally, and I've got all these people logging into a quiz. You know, you can find the official quiz earlier on, but this is the actual Podimation software, and that's stabilized down, and so we've got this test just going on to see whether that can go through. Now, of course, the interesting thing for me is just the sheer weight of doing podcasts and podcasts. I've improved my ability to speak. I've got no magic trick. I've just really bashed and bashed and bashed and done typing test after typing test. It's hard to say, after a few days I go back to it and I just am dreadful. So I don't quite know what's happening there. But it's sort of like you rehab in one area and you hit a wall, but you in that hitting the wall, it releases up other areas. I can't quite describe it, and I've got to really pay attention here. It's like some traffic lights. So that's one Podimation software to describe. Now, there's the quiz software. Now, what I've done is I've got the actual software itself. So what happens is that using the same sort of logic of summarising something after you've said something, it's much easier to summarise something after you've said something rather than put the summary out first and try and speak to the summary. It's much better to free will and watch the explanation go where it wants to, and then afterwards. Now, this is the basis of the quiz, in that you have a bit of an explanation, you know what the question is, a bit of an explanation, and you go forward. And this is actually repeated into Audacity, and which is an online piece of software. You pick it up and you keep on, you tag it. Now, after you've tagged it, you can just chuck it away, and then the entire quiz is produced, or four formats are produced in integrated lesson, and the most, so this is, you know, this is Podomation Upcast. Oh my godfather. Oh god. Sorry, there's, I'm going through Blaxland, a little, the next village up from Glenbrook. And Blaxland is famous, famous throughout the known world as the home of the most anachronistic, ill-placed pine trees. They've decided Blaxland is not going to have these big forest trees. They're going to have easy to maintain pine trees. So you got these, palm trees, that's the word. Not pine trees, they're palm trees. So, but one of the palm trees has carked it. The palm tree, which is away from all the other ones, has just lost its top. So it's remarkable that this experiment in, quite honestly, if you saw I suppose it is native to Australia, this palm tree, but if you saw it in the Blue Mountains, it would be a pest. So it's just really, you know, everything in the Blue Mountains is the houses, everything, the vegetation, everything is sympathetic to the original places. Okay, let's get back. So I just saw a palm tree which had died. You have to come up here, get on a plane, come up here and see it. So the quizzes are going along, and now that's very, very stable. And the long distance plan is that there's sort of like two aspects to it. One is to, the fact is that if you show people a blog, the blog is a classic web page, and the web page is an offering where people want to navigate. Now, that a web page itself is not necessarily the best thing to flash up in the classroom. So I've got the thing, basic stuff to flash up in the classroom. You've got the lesson. So that's your text and stuff like that. And the HTML5 is coming along. Now, I must admit, this is obvious to everyone else, worked out what you do with this CSS code cascading style sheet components. And what I've done is for the image and audio component, I've added a rounded little thing, so it's just, so it's not, it doesn't look like someone's cut something out with scissors and put it on. And then I've added a drop shadow, which I think is Google standard. It's just to tell you, this is a different feature, but it's just here. You know, it's not disturbing to the eye. So I've added a drop shadow and reduced the text right down. So if you want to open, if you've got something you want to open up in a browser, you've got to press it. If you want to, so there's a browser open up in a browser story, and of course in the podcast, which is linked to the blog, if you press open in a browser, you can open it up in lesson, and then you can actually just run the file. Now, one of the things is that one of the things you want to do in podcasting is download a podcast, and there is this method. So I'm just going to say that what you do is in the header, in your style section, for the word image, you put curly brackets and then start specifying what the border is. Now, what can I say? I'm just trying to work out so the border's got, to get an image, to get a shadow, a drop shadow, so you put a drop shadow under a picture, so the picture looks to sit out. I didn't want buttons, because buttons are too busy, and the buttons have a bit of a fear factor. So they just raise the pictures, and if you press these icons, you'll be taken elsewhere. So I didn't want to actually do the button stuff. I buttons are just, you know, they're really busy, hover and all this type of stuff. I don't know. So, the fascinating thing here is that what you do is in the top of your header, so your web page has a header and a body. So, how does the computer does takes the quiz on, and it has a generic web page, and it fills in the blanks to make a bespoke web page for your podcast, and so it knows what to do. It just has blanks, fills in the blanks, and so it casts a unique web page for every. How are we going for time? We're doing breezing through time here. Okay. So it makes a unique web page for everything, and of course you can start to specify the web page optimized for teaching, not optimized for size, and start to optimize for visual clutter. Now, I suppose the thing here with the style sheet is rather than writing the style commands on each instant, you can actually put the style command for every instance of using this particular function. So you write the function, and then curly brackets, and the style command which goes with that function. So it overrides the default style commands. Now for shadows, you would think that the you specify first 2 pixels, and it's the number of pixels to the right and down that you want the shadow, which is, I suppose, an obvious thing. The next number says how soft you want the pixel. And you can't find that intuitively. You can't say, you can't write soft, you just have to write how much you want to weigh down. And then finally you write the colour. So these are all it's sort of like really clumsy object-oriented HTML5 programming. Okay, here we go, out here, mate. Alright, so this is going forward, and fortunately I've got one kit of group of people to actually critique the music, and they're giving critique on the questions they ask. And there's a little point going back to the audacity level. I've sort of built it up such that there's a little file with magnifying glass icon. You press that, and that will get you into the actual atoms of words and stuff like that. And the point is to be able to rebuild. Now that's, it even hurts me to think the number. I think it'll be, I was going to say 3 weeks, then two, then one, then a couple of, but it'll take a couple of solid days, total programming, to go back up to the, I really think it has to download the files from the internet and reconstruct it. It'll be probably an hour. This is the major thing that I've noted now, is that the construction computer, I'm opening up files, researching things all the time, and of course gathering cookies, just performance just drifts off, and then I've got software on it checking, maintaining, eliminating cookies, and so there's a lot going on, and so all of a sudden you can just crawl through. So what I really want to do is start moving up and having a network of computers, and then I can just send the file to a computer, and it will just manage. That computer will manage the upload of that file, and various things, but it will never get dirty because it's never opened. It will always just do absolutely its job, absolutely. Like, so I want a computer, computers which are quarantined and just do one or a couple of simple jobs asynchronously, so it doesn't jam up the computers. However, so this is the first automation is the classic automation, then the quiz automation. Now we're coming up to a point that I've now worked out how you generate a quiz. Now I suppose I have to do a quiz a day to get out there. It's interesting to see whether you do get people interested in it and get the interest aspect of it, but it's more getting the information ready. So there's two things. You've got to do a little bit of planning before you do a quiz. Doing a quiz off the top of your head is just probably asking too much. Then you have to produce it. And these are separate little tasks which I don't have to do all myself. I can outsource to people to generate the 10 questions. So really the next job is to use Google Forms and get people to fill in, you know, rigorously. Let's say start off with three questions. Let's have three multiple choice questions. Can you do it? You know, this is an opening up gambit. And so if they can do three, that's okay. Two is a little bit too short. I'm coming up to the... oh, no, I've got a distance to travel here. Okay. That's a little bit too short. So it's going to take an effort. But I think a Google form, then I can get the Google form, open up the reply, see who's done it, and then produce the quizzes that they've said and shoot it back to them. And I think there's going to be so much more, it'll make so much more sense in people critiquing. And that's the general economies, or not economies of scarcity. This is the grand vision that it's not just me producing a product, putting it out there, hoping to get the sales. I actually can produce a quality system which reviews it. You know, I can review going in, and that's just aching amount of work to do that one. I'm just almost physically sick thinking about that. But there's also the other thing of shattering the barrier. At the moment, there's a barrier that if you wanted to produce this, you'd perhaps have to understand Audacity. There's all these thresholds now. To produce a quiz, from scratch, you have to write it, produce it, and then run the software. That's all that. But what you can do is you can just put off. Now, just checking around here, mate. Or is that? That's Singles Which Road. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. We're going to finish it off here, because I just think I've missed my turn off. Thanks a lot for listening. Okay, I've got a tiny bit more time here to go through the software. So, as I was saying, it's the combination of software design and strategic design. So, the highest level is that you want to produce a system of software which projects strategic force. So that sounds really militaristic and not. It's sort of like you can essentially, it's an awful thing. You can place a machine gun installation in a really ideal spot, hidden, high up on a hill, so it's really protected from everything, and it's the most useful, and you can move it out and people don't know whether it's there or not. Or you can set up a really obvious machine gun installation. I know this sounds awful, but at a crossroad. And what it means is that people know that that machine gun's there, you're protecting strategic force. Now, all this, you don't actually fire the machine gun at all. You may not even have ammunition there, but or something like that. But it projects the strategic force. So with the software's got a certain capability. It's where it's positioned and who's using it, and the actual strategic zone or force that it projects. And so what's going to happen here, what I'm really aiming for here, is to get the strategic force to go together. So now people know, or at least more people know about the software coming out through Podomation podcasts such as this. It's not the fact that
of the number of podcasts I can produce from someone else producing the content, someone else recording it, and then me putting it in. It is the strategic force of the realization that it's not just a one-man show. This is a transformational movement. And then the strategic force of that's not so good, that has critiques. This is a new version of it, and this is how it's done. That process is not so much in the fact that it is done and how it's done, the intricacies. It's the fact that it projects a strategic force going forward. So you now have a system that is not just a single teacher struggling away. It's now, you now have something which now connects many things together. So rather than traditionally you have an idea and it goes thin, it filters through committee after committee, goes through it, and then it's taught linearly from one person to a person, and it's taught such that it is easy to teach. So this is if you imagine a piece of information in the bottom of your drink has a little bubble and it slowly comes up to the top, and which has got, so the strategic force of that concept is that concept is now vetted. You know it works. Now, this is another thought of constructing a thought. This thought comes from anywhere and everyone through any process, any means. It's projected really quickly and then it is filtered. So if it's not the best thing, over time, it can be picked up and filtered. Now that strategic force is not there yet. So I just have to work towards that strategic force goal. And of course, the strategic force goal is providing a means for where you actually fill in the actual Google Docs forms. Just even in the simplest three multiple choice questions, I think might be the start of things. Then I produce it. And then the same form, I produce it, but then that's given to another person. So a second thing, person produces it. And then strategic force is deploying the software around multiple computers. And it's really a beautiful thing around multiple computers, because if one computer fails, the other computers can work out it's failed and step in to fill the breach. That is, the software application is held off because it knows it will check whether a computer is online and functioning. And so you build up a really robust network, particularly if you can forward files to a fast upload computer locally, and then so in Australia it's balkanized. So down the hill we've got broadband. We've got broadband speeds either side of Glenbrook. Glenbrook's in a bit of a hole of broadband speed. So there's that aspect coming forward through forward. Then there's the third layer of software. So automation, quizzes, and this is the new generation of apps. And I'll put the quizzes into apps, but I'm quickly deploying apps and working out how to actually place them with interest in the hands of organizations. So we'll see how it goes. So at least the apps are being distributed. So just to put you in the mood, I've got just a few minutes left. Put you in on the angle there. The apps are based on a new form of mathematics. There's a new series of numbers. These are thought tracking numbers, which allow you to put thoughts up in sort of like a random table, so to speak, or a random list, like a shopping list. And so you can imagine writing a shopping list, and then it can read the numbers at the front of this and construct a recipe to organize your thoughts. And it just means it can be compressed onto a mobile phone. This is a quick mobile phone app. And look, there's no rhyme or reason for it. I'm just making the best of the situation at hand. And this is sort of pretty well standard for anybody, sort of like you wind up on a building site with so many people of so many skills and stuff like that. Sort of like the old days where it's not project plans, you just wind up and see what you can do. Like an artist, you're in an artist studio, you just try and create with the equipment you've got. So the equipment I've got is the Podomation software, the quiz software, and it's going to be Link, and the automatic app software. And truly, the automatic apps are a joy to produce. So to making up this app, I made up this app recently, which I'm going to publish with this. It really was, I just went to a web page, just clip, cut, and paste, cut, and paste, and there was an app 20 minutes later. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll see, think about what I'll do for the next podcast on the way back. Thanks a lot for listening. Podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.